my name on the back of my belt. Believe there's a God to save me from hell. And dirt roads are made for country boys like me.
They took her baby.
Don't believe in politically correct.
She had her baby.
If you want a piece of me,
CPS took her.
Better have a set. A rifle and a four-wheel drive is all I need.
Okay, let's get me a rhythm.
January.
Nelson's gonna let him bleed today. He's going into shock.
And it's good for you. Take your Terramax today.
President business enveloped by a cloud of drones descending from the sky.
That's the most disorganized.
I would never let my kids read Chronicle SU.
Yep, I said, Nelson's bleeding today.
And I'll say it right to the camera. Stop it.
Hold it, mate.
Run, please.
You want to do this right now?
I write to the propaganda for the right wing.
You are fake news.
And I smoke in the weed.
You're gonna get this Terramax out. We're gonna live a clean life.
Yes, I go into a dissociative state because
you're tuned in to Hate Radio, broadcasting all across the galaxy. Break out the Terramax and put your kids to sleep. Here's your host, Hate Sack.
Radio Hate Soundcheck. Chronicle.su, Black Sabbath, Weevil Joker Incorporated, Tupac Shakur, and Dr. Troubadour. How you doing, Bill?
Doing great. How about you?
Hey, never better, man. Never better.
Let's do the meme roundup for the day.
The meme roundup for the day.
Yeah, we've all seen this man swimming in the shark tank, haven't we? Are we're recording, right? We're on?
Yeah.
We've seen this man who jumped into the shark tank, right?
Yeah, keep talking.
The naked man swimming. Well, he had quite a night. Firstly, he was spotted at medieval times. You know, that restaurant, see jousting, featured in that, what was that movie with medieval times?
Cable Guy.
Yeah. He got in a fight with a random stranger and fled the scene and smashed two glass doors on the way out.
That's right.
And the guy was beaten up. He got a broken tooth, black eye, hospital.
Whole nine yards.
Next thing you know, he's swimming in a shark tank.
Swimming with the fishes.
Wanted for assault, for dangerous sharks. Wanted for breaking glass windows. But he's also become a meme. Is it worth it? I don't think so.
Is it worth him becoming a meme?
All that crime, he's going to pay, you know. He might do a bit heavy time. Now, we got some more meme around here.
More meme roundup.
Got a woman who likes to dress her chickens up for Halloween. And, let's see here. She keeps her chickens inside. They are allowed to sleep in the bed with her. And she puts t-shirt sweaters on them. And
she puts little sweaters on them.
Dresses them up for Halloween.
Isn't that adorable?
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is not happy.
They're dissatisfied.
You could get salmonella, rare chicken.
No shit.
You could get
you can get all this shit from them, huh?
Terrible diseases just from handling chickens.
And
live chickens.
This is where
not even the raw meat.
Bird flu comes from.
You can get bird flu, you can get salmonella, you can get all kinds of nasty stuff.
Can you get elephantitis?
Right, so you can get elephantitis, you can get
black ball disease?
Black balls.
Where your balls turn so gross and black?
CDC says no. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
We have another story here another meme. Now, you know, it's a very normal thing everybody has in their house, this Alexa gizmo, right? It's supposed to be your new keyboard. You just sit back and lay back and you say, Alexa, play me Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie, or play me some NWA. Alexa, put on some porn. Alexa, put on my YouTubes. You know, and Alexa will do it, right?
Same wiretap.
But
put on my YouTube.
Listen to this.
I'm listening.
Baby Cameron, now 20 months old, just spoke his first word, and it was Alexa.
No, it wasn't.
And when Alexa responded, he smiled like it was mother.
Really? Who sponsored this fucking story? Alexa? She's the Amazon.
That's right. There's a picture here of the baby holding the little device in his hands.
I thought you were joking.
No.
This is a real...
This meme roundup is all true fact.
That's a hell of a roundup, man. How'd you have all these memes ready for the show at such short notice?
Oh, I just popped.
You know what? I shouldn't even question your professionalism. You had them ready because you're Kilgore.
We got the meme roundup. I'm not even done with them.
What else do you have?
This baby, you know what he said to Alexa? He said, Alexa, I want tendies. And, You know what Alexa did? Alexa, like, it just doesn't have an oven built in yet, so, you know, just brought up some pictures on the computer screen, and how's that? Poor baby's gotta live off of computer images.
Yeah, Alexa's not cooking yet. Alexa
this
is still
reminds
on
me of that old experiment with the monkeys. You know the old experiment where you got a horrible cage that actually feeds you food, and then you've got a nice warm stuffed animal that doesn't feed anything? The monkeys will always go straight for the unnourishing image of nourishment.
They just want to snuggle up with the fucking whatever.
Yeah, they don't want the food. They don't want the actual nourishment. They just want the image of it. And that's what this baby's doing with his Alexa. Alright, and there's another meme today. We've got a man who has robbed McDonald's. He was scammed into it. Let's see. This isn't a very good meme. If we can just have the meme roundup here.
The meme roundup really tapered off at the end.
Well, let me see if I can make any sense of this story.
Let's not go back to something about a baby.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't care about fucking babies.
We got other stuff to talk about.
And this is not a show for people who are about babies or have nothing to do with babies. On Hate Radio, the concept of babies is so far removed from what we do that they might as well not exist at all.
I mean, listen, the babies who are raised by Alexa are going to be our number one audience in 10 years. We've got to keep up with them. I think we need to create a version of Chronicle that's completely on Alexa.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what?
Say, Alexa, please play Dr. Troubadour's latest hits, and it would go right into, it would just pick and choose out of Hate Radio and assemble our sentences into a new story automatically.
Anytime I use a public computer, if they have one of those, if you're allowed to change the screensaver, some of them will have screensavers that pull from an RSS feed, and I like to point it to the Chronicles RSS feed and save the screensaver, and it'll show this beautiful typography of, like, you know, Dr. Troubadour indicted on charges or something. But he's, you know, he's in a lot of our stories. But that doesn't mean that we prefer him over any other doctor. It's just that...
In fact, Michio Kaku had a moment the other week. You know, we'll talk to other doctors.
Yeah, Michio Kaku called in.
I still wonder what Dr. Troubadour thinks about this whole alien invasion thing. Alien internet invasion.
He really hasn't gotten involved because it's something that his team is working with, and that once they present their findings to him, he'll compile a final report for publication through the Liebel Drucker Quarterly. Where is that fucking hacker dude that was supposed to call in? I'm telling him that we're recording now.
Oh, shit. Did I get on Skype?
If somebody calls in, you can switch over.
I'll just listen, guys.
That'll be cool, too.
You're better on the phone. Like, when we had that one guy call in with both of us, I think it made his head spin. Didn't help that at all to have people on the line. And plus, I'll be able to bark jokes at them and they can't hear.
He thought, yeah, that was actually pretty funny when the dude couldn't hear you. And you could, like, remark on it while it was in real time.
Yeah, he thought I was queuing on it or something.
Yeah.
But I wasn't there. I want to talk to Q now.
It was like a Game of Throne of Lies, man. And, so, yeah, you know, whatever happens, happens. That's pretty much how Hate Radio goes. Oh, shit. I don't have Skype open. If somebody was to call, we wouldn't even know. So, now it's open. Prompting me to install some fucking update. Whatever.
Our lines are closed.
Yeah, the lines were closed, and now they're open. And it takes a minute for people to see that shit, too. But anyway, the dude that we thought was the hacker calling in turned out to be that confused fellow. But the hacker is, he might call in tonight or some other time. He said that he fell asleep.
Well, you know, the alien invasion worked partially through forced sleep. You ever heard of forced sleep? That's something that old what's his name? Vic Livingstone?
Yeah.
Get a Scrivener 55. That old boy. We haven't heard from him in a year.
He was an X Games reporter.
Vic Livingston.
And then
no.
Yeah, he was at the X Games.
That's right. Hell yeah. That's the only photo was at the X Games.
In his suit. In his I Do Important Journalism suit. At the fucking X Games. Or no, he was in a polo or something. It was like a light blue polo.
Alright, I'm at his website right now. Yeah, he was in a white polo with a gray trim.
I'm looking for his website.
He's got this press pass around this, Oh yeah, here he is.
On Human Rights.
Check Discord, yeah. That's really
yeah,
long.
That's his only picture. And he's got this weird look, like he's suspicious of the camera person. Like, is this a joke?
Listen, he knew that when his journalist talents went towards the X Games, that things in the world were turning around in the wrong way, and he was going to be a targeted individual. He was already targeted at that point. They were putting him in this kind of, you know.
Oh.
Run down bullshit sporting event. Who would want to?
Yeah, he's better than this. He's above this, but
he posted a good post about a year ago. Let's see. Here.
Yeah, he was the victim of gang stalking. They sabotaged his washing machine.
Okay, let me do some reading. Let me read it. Soon after our 2009 GE top loader washing machine.
That's a General Electric.
Loud grinding noises during the initial agitation cycle. I took off the machine's front axle panel.
He starts taking it apart.
Panel, but it looked like damaged metal parts. Little steel balls, metal fragments, metal threads, and shards littering the unit's sheet metal bottom.
Oh, he took all these little pieces
closer
out.
Inspection, I noticed two loose metal rings had been inserted around the machine's main drive shaft. The basket bushing housing was missing one of two screws, strongly suggesting the unit was
skip ahead to where he talks about Lockheed Martin. This is, they were operatives of Lockheed Martin did it.
Yeah, okay. First blush, the evidence would seem to indicate a mechanical failure, but I suspected soon confirmed evidence was fake, planted by a hashtag gang stalker hate cult saboteur, serial home invader who have terrorized me and my family for the past 15 years in Lower Makefield Township, Buick County, Pennsylvania, under the coordination of covert cyber war operatives at Lockheed Martin, the nation's largest defense IT contractor. Over the past 15 years, I've experienced similar cases of electrical and electronics equipment and appliance failure. You know I have too, man.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, something's breaking down. And I didn't know there were Lockheed Martin agents invading my house, possibly. Well, serial invaders.
No, but you're not an important journalist like Vic Livingston.
Oh, I'm very important. You know, not only have I reported on the X Games, I've reported on the alien infiltration invasion. You think they're... I mean, God, I see them doing flybys of their UFOs just to keep tabs on me every day.
You don't... Look, man. He links to an old article from 2011... about remote radio frequency cyber weapon technology. Now we're in the shit. Yeah. We're ankle deep in the shit right now.
He got mad at me because I told him, listen, he could put a mesh in his walls that would act as a Faraday cage.
Yeah.
And it would...
like chicken wire?
Yeah, just put a mesh of chicken wire all around his house, and you know what would happen? He'd be immune to the electromagnetic frequency torture.
Oh, he'd be low great.
Low-kill torture.
He could write and chronicle from that room for years without being found. He could jerk off in there. They'd never find him.
Consider the chronology of the events surrounding the Vigilante Washergate. I removed the extraneous metal balls and slivers and the loose metal rings around the drive shaft, then ran the machine and went through the cycles. The banging noise persisted at regular intervals, but only on the agitation portion of the wash cycle.
Well, hold on a second, Bill. Here's why I think he's fucking around. I scrolled down to the end. He's got interesting stuff here, like a non-active link. You have to type it in by hand or copy and paste it and edit the link.
Oh, yeah, a non-active link to discourage chronic sabotage.
And then you scroll down, and he says, how am I so sure my screeching washing machine and similar appliance failures over the years reflect the nationwide debasement of the rule of law by this extra-legal terror Gestapo? Read my past articles and the related links therein. And he gives a list of links. I think he's fucking around, man.
He's really a good writer. It sounds like almost as good as Cron.
Yeah, like, that's something we would write in a pinch.
You think it's fake? You know, if it's fake, more power.
But even... okay, so if it's fake and this is fiction... then I gotta take issue with the fact that he acts like a victim pussy about everything, and he's not like more on the offensive. Gang stalkers up on your washing machine,
that's
dude.
That's not true at all. Look, I am publishing more new material, lest my persecutors attempt to claim that this site is no longer active. I urge all my readers to communicate with me over the past decade, and received very few pieces of correspondence of any type, including email.
He says,
well,
nobody's writing him.
Being a pussy.
Nobody's
until the
writing
next
him.
Time, that's it from the Buicks County, Pennsylvania division of the American Gulag.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
he's not totally a pussy. Look here.
This guy was old when this picture was taken, and that was during the X Games, a long, like 20 years ago or something. He's an old man now. You know?
Well, yeah, I've seen. I wonder if he's still. What is his Twitter? Scrivener 50. 55?
No, no, we own that now. Twitter.com/.
I'm blocked. Yeah, he's blocked me. There he is.
But in the chat, you'll see the Weeble Joker puppet is at Scrivener 55. Lockheed Martin.
Oh, he just tweeted 3 hours ago.
No way.
They supported cyber Nazi spy saboteurs, hackers, e-torturers. I've crafted a VL logo for my Yahoo account. Their sadistic way to let me know that all my communications are hacked, and there's nothing I can do about it.
We going shopping tonight at Walmart. Walmart. We going shopping tonight.
I just confirmed via shadowban.eu that my Twitter account, Scrivener50, has been shadow banned from the official Twitter search engine. Thanks. Not Lockheed Martin cyber Nazi answers.
I said thanks. Not. Scrivener is my homeboy. Is he your homeboy too, or is he just my homeboy?
Listen, he's your homeboy because look, he's having the same thing you're having. My internet connection slowed to a crawl via endless circle of death censorship by false pretense. Yep. Ill intel, cyber ops, war criminals who attack Americans with covert electromagnetic satellite cell tower weapon.
On my notes for tonight's show, I wrote, "Hey," with an exclamation mark. That was the notes. That's what I was hoping to say to Scrivener. So, did he block you from his personal account?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad, man. I'll pop on here and I'll send him a quick tweet from HateSec. What is his personal account?
Scrivener50.
Hello, would love to have you on Hate Radio. Call in immediately. We are discussing
Lockheed cyber Nazis.
Yeah. Lockheed
gang stalking.
Lockheed Martin gang stalking. Lockheed Martin gang stalking. How do we bring the alien story into this tweet?
No, I don't do that. He's never mentioned aliens.
Okay, so the gang stalking. We're discussing Lockheed Martin related gang stalking. Dude, like Lockheed Martin would send people around, like publicly shaming you as if you left Scientology or something.
No, I found this tweet. He retweeted. And this is kind of interesting. Because the Twilight Zone has been invoked in the Kavanaugh hearings, I'll offer this. My father believed in decency, integrity, and justice. Had he written this, there would be further FBI investigations with cosmic justice. Now, I hope to Christ that when I fucking kick the bucket, my family doesn't go on and on about what I would say here and there. No.
He would say,
I would be dead.
Bill would be dead. Dude, if one of us died,
Twilight Zone, and he would say that this is no good.
Get off my property. This is no good. Get off my property. HateSec's been dead for 45 years. Get off my property.
Well, Vic Livingston hates, he sure hates, Trump and Kavanaugh. That's good.
Vic's on the right side of history. He won't be remembered as a Trump Republican. What is he, a Democrat?
Yeah. Must be.
He's deplorable. I mean,
the cyber Nazis and Lockheed Martin are basically 90% of his tweets are the same thing. I like when his meat got spoiled by the home invader. That was funniest one he ever did. Earlier this afternoon, a man in a black pickup truck laid screaming rubber up the street and then came barreling toward me at high speed. As he passed, I yelled, "You got a problem?" He gave me the finger and sped off.
No way.
Yeah.
Vic wrote that?
Yeah, yeah.
He tweeted that?
Yeah, I love the laid screaming rubber. That's just...
Laid screaming rubber, and they had this exchange of words like it was in a movie?
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, I'm blocked.
Yeah, I know.
I have to read it through Discord, but this isn't the whole post. Earlier this PM.
It kind of just trails off the usual crap.
I yelled, "You got a problem?" Vic is in the street fighting traffic. "You got a problem?"
I'm going Lockheed Martin downtown. Electromagnetic neuroweapon brain body attack, extreme pain.
And so this
induced
is
induced sleep.
This is gang stalking. This is what it looks like.
Nazi German here in the USA.
And gang stalking is such a psychological attack because you'll just be walking in traffic down a busy highway like normal. And
now these are delusions, and you're right.
No, this guy thinks no, the traffic is fucking with him. That's the genius.
Well, that's
of
true.
It.
That's the truth. See, you can tell when he's in all caps. It's
he's a victim.
Know, yeah, he. It's still a delusion, grandeur. But that story was normal.
You got a problem?
Case.
I yelled.
Case.
You got a problem? At the traffic, he gave me the finger and sped off. He laid screaming rubber.
Well, look at this. Cyber Nazi war criminals of Lockheed Martin Militech contractor, sensor tamper, e-torture regime have hacked AOL. You know why? When he opened the top of his email page, there were personal emails from a family member.
What were you doing in traffic, Vic? It's that they felt like they had to give you the finger as they drove by. Hey, you got a problem?
Here's a good one. At ShopRite, yeah. Yardley, Pennsylvania tonight, yeah. The self-checkout spit out a receipt saying $6 change, but the machine gave no change. Got a full-screen message. Customer owed $1. Attendant said she had to call the bookkeeper. I said, I gotta pull up the Facebook to get more.
Oh no.
I said, "You're gaslighting me again." Only then did she give me the right chain.
Dude. Vic said she was gaslighting him?
Yeah.
He fought with an attendant at the gas station?
I know, at ShopRite.
Why would they gaslight him at ShopRite? That's more
for
of
that
a...
$5. That $5.
That seems like a Kroger thing to do. You wouldn't expect that at ShopRite. Which ShopRite is this? Is this the one on...
This hometown, yeah.
Oh, okay. In Bucks County. Buck County, Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah, I'm just skipping over all the...
Dude, he's an old man. When he goes to get the paper, people are like, "Oh, there's that old guy. Vic. Mr. Livingston."
Being tortured by the Lockheed Martin cyber Nazis.
Yeah, he sees the paper is like wet from the rain and he's like, "The fucking gang stalkers have ruined my news. This is where I get my information and they're moistening
it." I love to read his daily, you know, sometimes it's he's got a good story here, a good little daily story. We got a Militech sensor tamper regime cyber Nazi posed as his high school classmate to bait him into a fake conversation.
You're listening to Gang Stalk Radio. I'm Hatesec, and joining me this evening is fellow gang stalker Kilgore Trout of the Internet Chronicle. We are professional gang stalkers.
McCain, Ted Kennedy, and Bo Biden suffered brain cancer due to Lockheed cyber neuro weapon attack.
Good old boys on the internet. Cyber stalking and gang stalking. Who do you like to gang stalk when you got free time? And it's anybody's game. It's a beautiful day outside. Who's your favorite target to gang stalk?
Vic Livingston, of course. I talked to him once. We're blocked because he called us cyber Nazis, and we were part of the torture issue, right?
That was so long ago.
Yeah, well.
That was like 2010 block, or something.
Block is permanent.
And he never let that block go. Like, that's how important it is to him. He complains that he doesn't get messages.
Go back over my blocks. Well, it's just done and you forget about it.
He gets no positive messages in his email. But he does get gang stalked quite a bit. So Vic, maybe you're onto something. You know? They don't want you. They're afraid of you. And we need Vic on this show and give him a platform and, you know, get him on the public record. Get Vic on the history books here on these gang stalking attacks and find out if he ever got the bearings fixed in that bushing on his washing machine or if the gang stalkers are still fucking with his washer and dryer. It's been a whole year. Almost a whole year, 11 months since that report came out. The gang stalking washer and dryer.
Hey, oh, this is a new one. I haven't seen this. Put eyeglasses on nightstand as usual. Woke up this morning, specs gone. Spend hours searching. Keen Martin Cyber Ops can use radio frequency electromagnetic cyber weapon cell towers / satellites to invisibly move objects. Knowing this, I look. You know,
maybe he's like Bill Nye the Science Guy of PsyOps, right? He uses examples from his everyday life of how the government and the evil corporations will use PsyOps against you. And he's like, see, for example, this morning I woke up and my glasses were gone. You know, sometimes, I'm not saying it's every time, and I'm not saying it happened to me last night, but a lot of times, it'll be a psyop. They move it with lasers in the night. And that's what he said, right?
Yeah.
This is, you know, he uses every he's like Neil deGrasse Tyson, where he'll talk about, like, little observations and then connect them to science. He's like a science popularizer, like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Vic Livingston.
Gang stalking.
Yeah, gang stalking and government psyops. People fucking with him. I mean, we're here for you, Vic. We reserved a Twitter account for you, twitter.com/scrivener55. So
vehicle stock Sunday, 3 p.m. West Windsor, New Jersey, Staples parking lot by Hater Goon and Muscle Car.
Hater Goon.
Hater Goon and Muscle Car.
And a muscle car.
My plate number says I'm going to report you.
I'm going to report you?
Kind of stuff he experiences daily.
What does he think is going to happen? RoboCop is going to show up and, like, stop the Hater Goons in their fucking privilege car? This is nuts. You know, we encounter a lot of strange dudes, but Vic just won't let us be part of his world. We're forever blocked.
That's okay. We're part of it. We don't need to be a part of his world. He goes on with his bubble of persecution around him. Nobody is his friend. Not even his friends from... I mean, he's got simulated friends coming at him from high school pretending to...
Not only does he have no friends, every appliance and fucking thing that happens is an example of why the world is against him completely.
not just the world, but specifically Lockheed Martin cyber Nazis, right? He knows who they are.
Yeah, he follows them on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. He blocks us. I mean, dude, our research overlaps. We could exchange notes. You, me, and Scrivener 55?
How about this? He's actually calling for mail.
I thought you were going to say he's calling in.
He says, any real people out there? Oh. I get virtually no mail at P.O. Box 91 Morrisville, Pennsylvania, 1919067. If you're for real, write me. Strongly suspect any legit mail sent to me is intercepted and deep sick by the persecution matrix.
They take it away to the black room and read your fucking mail. Scrivener has known all about that for years. He's checked out many books at the library on this subject.
Well, look, you've noticed something I noticed that I hated. I can no longer download photos from Google Images.
Yeah, you got it.
Fascist censorship tamper regime of Lockheed Martin spies on sabotages my telecom 24/7. And I'm not alone. Fascist cabal mind controls public officials. Trump on down.
Trump on down. Trump on here's down.
Here's a good one. Working on a lawnmower, I kept track of the removed bolts. Left work area, went inside. Key bolt goes missing. When I went online to Amazon, I got pop-up ad for genuine Briggs and Stratton screw.
Hold on to your butts.
Oh, lock it. Goon snatching it from my porch. They're just trying to sell a goddamn screw to him. What a ripoff.
He said they goon snatching?
Goons are snatching screws out of his fucking lawnmower.
Hater goons are snatching his lawnmower and parts and stuff. Dude, I bet he's taking it apart just like he took apart his fucking washing machine.
Yeah, no shit. And then
the parts get lost.
To have a drink and came back out and it's gone.
It's like, I went inside and I drank 6 beers and now it's all gone.
Then he comes inside and looks on his computer and they're trying to advertise that screw to him.
Okay. Gang stalkers are fucking in his cookies and they're all up in his shit. From the cookies to the couches to the, from the windows to the walls, till the sweat drops down his balls. Vic Livingston, balls to the wall journalist. Nobody's seen him since the X Games in 96 when Tony Hawk did that fucking sweet 960. That wasn't 96 though. What is that, 99?
No.
No, no, man.
Knocked out or sleeped for the past hour by heinous RF radio frequency electromag cyber weapon attack. Knocked out.
This is Vic Livingston, right?
Or sleeped 4 hours. Slow kill genocide.
I love Vic Livingston, man. Keep reading him.
This is a great topic, yeah. I mean, I'm just catching up. I haven't even made it past June here. We have not even thought of it in years.
This is our Vic Livingston music. Alright.
Anything that breaks in his house or on his computer or doesn't work as he wished, it's a slow kill genocide. Stalked, intimidated today by officers of 2 police departments trying to enjoy the ocean beach in Seagirt, New Jersey.
I have a video pulled up of gang stalkers. I've been watching it here.
Intern cop shadowed me, staring, arms folded, while another cop cruiser circled the block.
They're watching
him. Targeted by a Jew hater cult.
Dude, what the... So the cops are driving around, and they're like, hey, that bum, he's looking at everybody in everybody's windows. We're just keeping an eye on him. And Vic's like, you got a fucking problem? To the traffic. Let's check out a little bit of this video. Watch what happens when you catch gang stalkers. I'm going to send you a link. This is this is, I think, what this is, the height of paranoia. Let me see here.
Oh, caught a gang. How'd they catch?
I don't know what I'm, you know, what this is gonna be, really.
All right, I'm watching. I'm seeing this guy, and he's opening his front door of some kind of, not his front door, but
this outside is a hotel.
Some hotel.
Or he looks like he's at a Dave and Buster's, like where they've got those planned communities.
Oh yeah.
Something like that.
He's just videoing everybody around him.
See, that's what's funny. They don't like it being exposed. Real funny. These people are.
He's so paranoid.
I think he thinks everybody in the whole world is looking at him.
Right, that little kid getting a drink is fucking watching him, gang stalking him. He's getting gang stalked by soccer moms with kids.
Right on YouTube, right on blast. Watch them all scurry. Him all run.
Dude, he thinks they're running from him because he's videoing.
I don't even see anybody looking at him. No. They just maybe see him videoing him and they kind of look away. He's like, that's funny, they don't like that.
Yeah, look at him funny. Run.
They don't like it being exposed. And nobody is even concerned with him at all.
There's one gang stalker looking at him a little bit from his Ford Taurus or whatever. He looks like a mean motherfucker. Like, I would not want to accidentally film that guy. Run away. He's filming their license plates and stuff. This place looks like any place, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's the most blank fucking without any personality. What a shitty place.
This is just a guy videotaping random
cars driving around.
Random ass shit.
In a parking lot. Like, they all have to go somewhere. They're not all fucking gang stalking you, dude.
Gang stalkers on blast.
These people are just parked waiting for whoever's in the store to come out.
This, like, lady got too close to my comfort zone.
She's in there.
So I,
like,
put her on blast.
On her phone. She's calling. She's like, why is this guy filming me and looking at him? It's creepy, dude. He's in the building. And he's still filming people. He's like at a Kinko's or something. This is the kind of stuff that Vic Livingston probably does. You know, I bet Vic has said, there they go, a couple of times in his life. There they are. He sees a black helicopter in the sky. He's like, that's for me. There's my ride.
Well, you know, this develops eventually beyond the point where everybody is against them. And eventually they realize, well, maybe some people are working with them.
But not 8 Second Kilgore.
No. I mean,
they're against me.
I don't see how any paranoid person, like, somehow think we're helpers. For whatever scheme.
We're the helpers.
I mean, actually, that has happened. You know, there are people who have become somewhat obsessed with us and have this paranoid outlook, and we're some kind of saviors or the good guys here.
We're the helpers. We're just here to, we're helping. We're not throwing gas on the fire. Maybe a little water. Maybe a little pee. Maybe a little bile.
You just look at, you look one of these people in the eyes and you say, listen, look at all these gang stuff. It's everywhere. Why, fuck.
Yeah.
Put him on blast. Do it for me. And then you walk off and that guy's like, his whole worldview is shattered because he's like, oh my god, this person knew. And then, oh my god.
Hate Radio is,
You know, when does that happen?
When we do these.
Radio's drawing near its end here, though, I think.
Let me see.
We got a little bit of time.
The engineers are looking at us in an odd way. But when we do Hey Radio, that's kind of our version of standing in the doorway and poking our head out the window and looking at everything and snarling at it. Yeah, go away. There they go. You know, fucking...
Oh, yeah. And, look at them.
You know, we just pay rent on a fucking website. At least we're not, like, homeless about it. we don't rent out.
Poor Vic Livingston, it's gotten to the point where they're invisibly tampering with all his appliances.
Yeah.
And his computer too, which is totally, you know, he's got this impersonal terrible.
He should use Cloudflare.
In fact, every little pain he feels is like transmitted to his brain through the satellite tower.
It's tragic.
Through the cell tower.
Yeah.
Not only that, but they can like move stuff around his house with the cell tower waves.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
They're abusing him in every way imaginable. Vic Livingston is really at their mercy. And we've reached out to him a number of times. We're trying to be the helpers here.
I thought it would... I told him build a Faraday cage, and he's like, "You want to put me in a cage, you fucking animal."
Oh, dude, really? He wasn't.
Yeah. He didn't understand that I meant like a Faraday cage, as in a mesh around his house.
Yeah.
He thought I wanted him in a locked up.
No, man, we want to put you on a leash and give you a lead, and you can run the whole length of the yard.
No. He's already locked himself in his house. Basically, he goes out and it's just terror.
He probably has a riding lawnmower, and he
laid screaming rubber with his lawnmower towards the shop right.
He keeps it real low so the grass is like yellow and dry.
Oh my god, I hate you don't really need to cut your grass that short.
It's
gonna help.
It's cooked. I remember during the wildfires, which we covered live on Hate Radio. The grass was crispy. It crunched under your feet. That's how dry it was up there in the mountains.
God damn.
God damn, baby.
I've never been through a wildfire. I just went through a flood recently. I was no.
Yeah.
When you would go out in the grass, you would just sink into it.
Yeah.
Like a goddamn swamp.
You were in the bog.
I tried to go for a walk along the creek, and it was just mud. You try to take a step and your shoe gets sucked out. Gone.
You're down on the bayou, man. What, you're in the boggy swamps, baby.
You gonna play us out?
Yeah.
Is that what that music is?
Yeah. That's the music. That's the play out music. This is Hate Radio, Internet Chronicle. .su says you can go fuck yourselves, unless you're Vic Livingston, in which case call into the show.
We'll help you out.
Call us after midnight.
We didn't want to put you in a cage. We just wanted to put electromagnetic absorbent materials
around
your house.
Yeah.
And
for your benefit.
It's only so much protection, but what can you do against the cyber terrorists at Lockheed?
But it's,
you can only do so much. It's like you don't go around banging every chick in town without a little protection. Yeah, you're
or
not
maybe
gonna
you
be
do.
Safe still. You're still not gonna be safe. You don't go around,
you don't go around bang. I do. And I will.
Well, that's you. I mean, you're gonna end up like Vic Livingston.
Vic are going out on the town, man.
You're gonna get gang stalked.
Hey, Vic, how about you come up to New York City? You and me will go out on the town.
Go to the X Games. It'll be alright.
We'll cover, man, some fucking skateboarding shit, some BMX biking. It'll be some real shit. And, we'll get loaded together. That'll be fun. And you can stay at my place. I don't know if I should house Vic Livingston.
Yeah, you'll end up in the Matrix, the cyber torture matrix.
I don't know that I should be mixing my metadata with Vic Livingston's.
Well, we're in trouble now just for this.
Yeah, what happens next? Are Vic's enemies about to become ours? Like,
hold on, I've been forced sleep, but I can't say anything.
The fucking, my oven's gonna break.
Sleep. We'll hit you with some electromagnetic waves and you're asleep.
Creedence Clearwater Revival CD is gonna skip. And that's the fucking cyber Lockheed's. Alright, this is fucking stupid. Radio Hate. I'm Hatesack Kogar. Fuck you and fuck the audience. And fuck Knight.
Inevitable triumph, so help us God.